begin the current daf in Masechet Yuma, daf Memches. We begin with an alpha. We begin Tez the Masechet. Begin with the Gemara. By your papa. Papa had the following question. Davki lekaimitz bedeifnin the man of a chulah. If you go ahead and you attach the kmitza to the wall of the vessel, etc., without putting it inside, what's the halacha? Now, basachigaris. After that, the text is another question. By Mabar Avashi, afki leman. If you turn the vessel inside out, but davki lekaimitz, and you stick the kmitza ba'arosi the mana on the bottom of the vessel, but on the backside, my what's the halacha? What's the question? Do you need to place it inside? And you are placing it inside. Maybe you need it in a normal way, but like it's not, because it's the back, so I take it, let it stand. Now, Brev Svarm less Laboy de Mabravashi. Says this is actually most texts, doesn't have this question of Mabravashi. I'm a parakam of the Menachis, but in the first parakam of the Menachis, the Menachis, Issa B'chasvim, it is brought in all the text. And we keep in the Meisla, Kula Milsa, the Hasa Machas, since it brings that whole sugya over from there over here, Agav Grara, parenthetically. So near the Garcin, the name of the Bridge of Mabravashi, so it seems like we should have the text like we have it over there in Menachos. But says Taisus is a timely, but it's a wonder to me because, and the simple understanding, as Rashi explains it, of Avchilamana, is that it's the concave that's in the back of the vessel. As Rashi explains in Masechtas Menachos. Now the problem is, the Beperkim is Be'ech Mekadish or Meshmul, and Zvachim the Pechas and Rav Shmuel says, Kli Sharis, the surface vessel, in Mekadish El Bifnim, it only sanctifies in the inside. Upeish Rach, Ramin Chanel explains, what's that Lemut is coming to Kut Chakak, Meshavim Mechutz, the concave of the where it sits from the outside. So it's exactly what we're saying over here is the question. We have an explicit exclusion in the Gemara Zvachim. So B'Shem Yishlam, maybe you could say, the Huay Mefarish Khan, that actually Ben Chanan would explain over here, obviously not like Rashi, Shehipach Hakli, what does it mean, the backside of the vessel? It means Kiki Tuna, it means like a shirt. When you turn it inside out, the inside becomes the outside, the outside becomes the inside. Shat Mekadish, that maybe would sanctify, because it's not the backside, it's the inside now, but it was turned inside out. But for Rashi, Pirshim, Rashi who... He says that this the backside. So how does he explain Shmuel? But it says only Mekadosh Bifnim. So he doesn't say like Rabbeinu Chanan. He says El Bifnim only inside means Ba'azara in the inside, meaning the courtyard versus outside of the courtyard. Now it says Taisa B'Kasha. That's difficult because that would remember by Kodesh. Then should have said in the holy area. You could not hustle like the Mishnah teaches over there. If it's a little bit difficult to say Bifnim means the Azar. The next says Master that begins with the Gemara Garin Masib Darshan. Yeah, from the word Dami Apar. It really says midam hapar, but you take away the mem from the word dam and you add on to the word hapar, and then you expound that it's got to come straight from the neck into the bowl. Now, Tais is bothered by a question which he's addressing. It says, Leshaykh l'mefer, you can't ask, as Gemara asks elsewhere, Sakin charifa, a sharp knife, the mifskila cry is like cutting up the pasik. The parch berish, beperk yish neichlin, and babasad of kofi alafam abeis. Where, like, well, how could you do that? It says, midam apar, and you're slicing up, you're cutting off the mem here, you're coming and putting over there. It says, no, the hasam nami nasav vav de benachlosi belamad elasher, because there, you're additionally, you're cutting off the vav from nachlosi and the lamad elasheri, but you're making a separate word of loy. That's definitely cutting up and slicing up. Here, you're just taking the letter and moving it to the other one, and just from, which is not a whole new word. Therefore, that's something that could be done. The Gemara does not find it so difficult as it does over there, where you're literally creating a new word by cutting off a letter from here, and making a separate word out of it. Now, this is Perek Beis Dizvachim Gars. In the second Perek Dizvachim Nefachavim, and now the Gemara has a gear, so I'm going to be the Mishmol. Hashaychet, the one who slaughters, Tzorchshik Bi Yisakil Malo. When he slaughters, he has to immediately lift his knife upwards. Why? Because Shnemet says in the Pata B'lokach Medam Apar, you have to take from the blood of the bull, but let Medam Apar B'dav Achen, you shouldn't have the blood of the bull and something else. Which if you have the blood from the knife, it's not coming from the bull, it's coming from the knife, so therefore quickly lift up your knife so that the blood doesn't drip into the bull. So say but then Batim, it's a wonder. Because Batim and Damasakin, from the fact that the Gemara B'dei excludes the blood of the knife, so Koshkin Shalaritzpa, so then for sure the blood that's on the floor, even without saying, like our Gemara says, Gurin Masif Medershon, why do you need the whole special limit of Medam Apar? What do you mean? I know simply from the fact that we're excluding the blood of the knife, which didn't even fall on the floor, for sure, if it fell on the floor. So that says, for somebody to say, no, Dilma Damasak and Gurin Tfei, maybe the knife of the blood of the knife is actually worse. Krishna Skabal Psul, it's being received in a state of invalidity. Kedamrin Mimicha, like we say, similar by the Mincha. We say, Loi Bal Kasher, if you didn't do the mixing, okay. That's going to be kosher. But if you did the belila, you did the mixing, but you did it in the invalid way out of the walls of the Azar, there actually is such a thing. This is going to be possible. But perikam namach, dab tesem adav. So that would be the same thing over here, that the knife would be shaloi ka halacha It makes it worse actually by then not having a Kabbalah than if you're doing it in the inappropriate way. Or, you know, I mean, another approach, what you could say is that Ilav time of the Garden Masim Mendoshin. If not for our Gemara's drasha of taking the letter off and adding it in and darshening Dami Apar, Havmina, then I would have actually said, if I only had that one drasha, as we say in Zvachim, I would have said, the Midama Apar Bedava Achar, Asam Utish Al Ritzpah. Yeah, what are we excluding when we say it has to be blood from the bull and not from that with something else? I would have said that something else is blood that fell on the floor of the sacred chaver dummy, but yeah, from the knife actually would be good. So that's why we need both drushas. That after we're saying that dam on the floor is already puzzled, so then why do I need the drusha of zvachim? Coming to tell you, oh, v'loy devachim must mean something that's even a little bit better, that never fell on the floor, to exclude even the case of the knife. Nataz goes back to expound on what our Gemara says, that it has to be dam me'apar, that if it falls on the floor and you gather, it's going to be a puzzle. So Nataz says, so then, why doesn't our Gemara ask over here and qualify and say, okay, wait a second, this halacha that has to go straight from the animal into the bowl, I would only know applies by kachar kachim, as this pasuk of par is talking about a kachar kachim type of an animal. Kachim kal minayin, how do you know that even the lower level kachim, that would also be a problem? Which could come in by perik shnei in the zvachim, or in the Gemara in second perik in zvachim, the chovei mebeis says a similar idea. When if someone nicks the ear of the bull, after the shechita, and then he receives the blood, that pasuk may pasul wash them because in the pasuk hapar that was already the par, meaning it's not diminished from its entity of being the par. So the Gemara says, oh, I don't know that applies, but even kachim kalam, that's supposed to be kachim kalam. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the same question over here? So that says, Taisa says, no, keeping the goli b'chad minayu, since we already revealed by one of them, meaning by one of the applications of the halach of the par. Like it says over there in Zvachim, by Kachem Kalam. So then, obviously, we know that apply by our context too. We don't have to go ahead and teach you every time that the par, it's halacha supply by Kachem Kalam. Already know that from the pasuk, from the halacha over there. Considering the test master, it begins with the Gemara, a demo, maybe, kiklisharis dami b'lebsul. Or maybe, it's like a klisharis, his hands, and therefore, if it falls on the floor, it's not going to be pasul. Which Tais says, tamely, it's a wonder to me. Tivshid, you can most definitely can prove one way or the other. Because ultimately, we bring the keteris inside the kodesh kodeshim with a spoon, and he doesn't bring it in his handfuls. And the Gemara said previously, why? Because it's not possible. So on that says Taisus, why? If you say his hands are like a klisharis, I'll tell you. Now b'chafnav, you could bring it in with his handfuls. And you could put the pan on top of his hands. Now, when you come over there, the whole problem was, what are you going to do then? You can't use the teeth. It's not appropriate. I'll tell you. He'll loosen his hands a little bit from the, he's holding these two handfuls together. He's loosened the bottom of the hands a little bit. He'll let the keteris, the actual incense, fall to the ground. And he'll still be holding the pan on top on his hands. And Balishkali Lamachta, then he'll be able to take the pan and Balaysra Arab, put it down on the ground. Then he'll lift up the Kateris from the ground, put onto the coals. Kivin, the Yad of Kiklishar is Damu. If you say his hands are like Kiklishar, no problem but folding from the Kiklishar to the ground. So, what do you mean? Great idea. So, why can't he bring it in his hands? And this is what you have to say is that Philim Tim Salim and the Yad of Kiklishar is Damu. Even if you would say that his hands are like Kiklishar, and Valimifsli Nafla Arab Asra, and you're right, it wouldn't be invalidated if it fell from the his hands onto the ground, they gathered back together. But it's not so appropriate to do this every single year, and that should be the approach initially to do that, because if you wouldn't do such a thing in front of a human king, that they should drop it on the floor and to do it and gather together. For sure, all the more so, we're not doing this in front of the king of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next says, Master, there's wind words the Gemara, Mi Yalef Malay Mahasim. Do we learn out? It says Malay by the Kmitza, it says Malay by the Chafina. Do we learn out one from the other? Which Tais is coming to explain over here that we're saying that by the Mincha, you have halacha of Pigul. So the question was, oh, well, the same thing applied by the Chafina. So Petrash Rashi explains, yeah, Mincha mispagelis by Kmitza. How do we know that the Mincha has pigul by the fistful? Because the yalfa mehekesh, we learn from mehekesh, mezois tarya, the pasuk equates, this is the law of la'ayla, mincha, begoyim, etc., where it mentions mincha and it mentions shlamim. The hok shalosh shlamim gets compared to the shlamim, where shlamim is the source of we learn, hashem mefaglin, mespaglin. You could do pigul from it, you could do pigul on it. So therefore, that's how we know the same thing applies to the mincha. The question was, does the gezeirah shavah melem loy then extend it further to the chafina of the guitars? The problem is, says Taisis, but betamely, it's a wonder. Because by reading the parakeet, because we say in Zvachim Davim Tazman Bey, is a dovah, lomen behekish, something that itself is on the behekish, ain't the chizim lam be gzeir shava, it cannot go ahead and subsequently teach us something else with gzeir shava, bekachim, loz of kachim. Now, so how could Rashi say that the pigle itself is learned out from shlamim, and now you want to learn out chafina from pigle, but that's dovah lomen behekish, ain't the chizim lam be gzeir shava. So rather says, with Taisis, when nearly the farish, it seems to me to explain, the pshita lay the shaykh be pigle. No. It was obvious that there's going to be pickled by kataris, balichaso, bakterasa, when you're transporting, when you're burning it. Laman dam, according to the binah, holds that by bimincha, haktar, mefagels haktar. When you have a machshava by the burning, to go ahead and do something inappropriate for the burning, to do it tomorrow, as the Gemara brings a parakamitz zutim, in menachat avizayin medalef. That is, kivin de chalhani avoidis, since all these avoidis of halicha and haktara are dam legamel avoidis amincha, they're totally comparable to the avoidis that you have by regular mincha. So, although the Keteris itself is not compared to the Shlomim, it says right after that Pasuk of Bezei Satar, where it equates all them to each other to Shlomim, it says, on the day that he commanded the Jewish people to go ahead and bring near their Karbanos, which for the Shema, now we learn that from that, that's that referring to. Zebachar, Maestro Pesach refers to the other Karbanos which weren't mentioned in the Pasuk, Abubachar, Maestro Pesach. And we really says Taisis v'chol midi d'shayach behakrav v'aktar, anything that is appropriate to have hakrava and aktar, because that's the hakavis korban ehem, which achani marba, which I extended to include even lug shemesh mitzara, even the lug of oil of the mitzara, which is technically not even a carbon, but the muchel perka comments rabba, like it's obvious in the gemara menachas of chav chesem and av to be in l'shmai, that you need to have a loch of l'shma by the lug shemesh mitzara. We b'shol harav reb yom tiv hakodesh as ritzvoy says menolam. Where do you get this from? That there has to be a loch of l'shma of the log of Shemesh Matzara, like you have by Kabbanis. And he responded to him, we learn that from that part of that Pasig. Do you not make a carbon? Because the leg Shemesh Matzara is also called a carbon, except like it says the Pasig, Vehikriv Eisei La'ashem is leg Hashamin. You see that on the leg of the oil, you say the word Vehikriv. We have a Deshina Bepek B'Sham, as the Gemara learns on Zvachon of Memdal and Beis, called Karbanim. What's all their Karbanis? That's the Rabbis, leg Shemesh Matzara, which includes leg Shemesh Matzara. Oh. So therefore, says Taisis Koshke and Kataris, for sure the Kataris is the Igufa Kreva La'ishim. It's more than like if Shemin Matzara. Here the Kataris actually burnt on the fires that you get from Mizbech. And because of Loshna Kataran, you stand at the terminology of burning. So, Belemi Be'elehacha, so the whole question over here only was, of course we know there's going to be pigled by Kataris. The question was, Ele'i Chashivi Chafina Avoidik Mekamitza. The only question is, do we consider the taking the handfuls a service like the avoida of kamitza? Because the kamitza, b'shit l'an the avoida, because by the handful of the flour offering of the mincha there, we know it's an avoida. Umafagelma, and therefore you can do pickle bait, kamay shchita b'sevach, because it's the equivalent of slaughtering by a carbon. Where shashchita hi, mefadesh eschil givoy hadam, mechil kehedya. What does shchita do essentially? It separates the part of Hashem, which is the blood, from the part which is the humans, which is that they eat from the meat of the carbon. So kach kmitza, that's essentially what the kmitza does. Mefadesh es hakmitza ben hamayis. It separates the kmitza, the fistful, from the rest, which the kmitza goes to Hashem and the rest goes to the people to eat. But by the handful of the kataris, you can't say that. Because even what's left in the pan that you're not using from the incense is still Hashem's portion. And another time they're going to sacrifice from that. So therefore you can't necessarily equate it. But what the doubt was, maybe, but you have the gesheish of malay malay, and therefore v'chashivik kamekamitz, and therefore it says malay ha malay chafnav, it says malay kumtzay, to compare the two to say it's kamekamitz, that it's which will have the halacha pickle oiloy, maybe not. Or pashur Rav Shimon bar Ashi, and he says the pasla balin from the fact that the kamit that it has on it an invalidation of being left out overnight, so then of the chafina. So paslaba machshava, or the gear says kikol or bakol, bakol avoda. Hakasus. Obviously, then, yeah, whatever the pasuk requires you to do to the kataris, that all the avodas are going to have pigel, as we know the kataris has pigel. But we're just saying that for sure, it's considered davar kaddish that all the avodas that the pasuk require you are also going to have the halacha of pigel, just like lina, so to pigel, and therefore that's what the Gemara was resolving, that obviously the chafin is also going to have this invalidation of a machshava.
I think the next time the master begins with this, the Gemara, I mean, the possible for yoim, possible lina. Okay, and for the fact that it becomes invalidated by Tfo Yom. Oh, must be, it also becomes invalid with Lina, and then Makshavas Lina, and that's how we know that's going to be a psul of Pigol. Now, Tosfos Tema to wonder. And Tosfos asking regarding this categorical comparison of wherever there's a psul Tfo Yom, Lina is going to be a psul, because the Amma Perikam de Shvus, Marcin, the first Perikam de Shvus, Abiyad Afam Abayis, Nosl Machteshes, and he put the guitars into the grinder, Nefselis, but Tfo Yom. So it becomes puzzle when it gets touched by Tfo Yom. And the Zalachin even suddenly possible Lina, and actually at that time it's not possible Lina yet. And I'll prove it to you. They would keep the guitars that was grinded all year round. And obviously it's not sold by being left out overnight. So it says what you could say is that Hahu Psulo, the possible Tful Yoim, that Psul over there that was invalidated by Tful Yoim, which when it was put into the Machteshes, in Elimid Rabbana, there was only rabbinically a psul. Well, Achal possible Lina, and that's why it didn't have a psul of Lina. But over here, we're talking about where it's a psul of a Tfol Yoim by Victorious Midar Raisa, commercial first, like I'm explaining. And therefore, it's also going to have a psul of Lina. Now, Hikshar Rashi. Rashi asks a question. Why does the Gemara have to bring a proof of psul Lina from an inference? Meaning, Midar possible Tfol Yoim, possible Lina from the fact that psul of Tfol Yoim is full of Lina. Lysim and Masneet, the Pregbez and Meili should bring it from Mishnah in the second Pregbez and Meili, Yodam and Av, the Tonim Behed, where we explicitly learn. Says Hakoymitz, the fistful of the flower, the lavain and the frankincense, the guitars and the incense, Mechaz Gehanim, Mechaz Kaim Mashiach, Mechaz Tesachim, all these things. Ma'ilah Mehem Meshavuk Teshu. This Me'ila from when it is sanctified. Now, that's just when it's sanctified. Now, Kitchu Bekli, when it's sanctified by being put in a vessel, Hochshu then becomes preparedly possible that it can become even invalidated by Tfol Yoim, by being touched by Tfol Yoim, Mechaz Gepurim, and there's even less of a tummy. He's already had Shaharib Shemesh, just lacking atonement. Ubalina, and being left there overnight. And so you see clearly a Mishnah for Ashes that is a Psul of Lina by Kataris when it was sanctified in the vessel. So why do you have to go out and bring it from a dig from Psul of Tvol Yon? Like here, Rashi doesn't answer this question. Not Brivot here, it's the Brivot answers. He says, the Hidahasa Mikol Meima. Over there, you could say, as a continue to Amun Beis, that there is the Arabic Torah to Chalashana. That's told my Torah from all year round. That it's invalidated by Lino, because Achshiva Kiddush Kli Dida, because there, the sanctification of its vessel is significant, Levsul B'Tvol Yoim, to invalidate it by being Tvol Yoim, Mechus Gepurim, Ubelina. And how do we know it's told my Torah from all year round? Mevictana Kitchen B'Kli. The fact that it says that it was sanctified in the vessel. So obviously I'm talking about that type of keteris that needs a kli kedei lekatcher to sanctify kiddush gomer a bona fide kiddush. Aba keteris yom kippurim the leich hashiva kiddush kli dida. Actually, its kiddush kli is not considered significant because the minhag didn't have it on the memor shleid bekli. Actually, according to the basic halacha, there actually even shouldn't be a kli at all in that keteris. El na'al b'chafna. Rather, really, the kind of gomer should be coming in with his handfuls themselves. Only as the Gemara previously said, because it's not possible to bring that in with the coals at the same time. So, aim with the late tips of Lina and the Kedusha's I would actually say that it would not be a psul of Lina with its Kedusha's Kli, because Behi Vadi Lahari Hasim, it's the most devil.
Not talking about that type of Keteris over there, that of Yom Kippur, maybe Ketani Kishab Kli, and the fact that it says that it's sanctified in the vessel. The mash, it sounds like Shanoi Snoi is the Bikli that you're putting into the vessel, Kedela Kajab Kli, to sanctify the vessel. But like we said, the Yom Kippurim and the king, the one that Yom Kippurim, that Keter is not like that. That job, to the contrary, Tvei have other Bikli Blikli. It would have been better without a vessel. El Mishnah Dle Yasha, like we said, only because it's not possible. Oh, so that wouldn't tell us anything about the halacha of Lina regarding that of Yom Kippurim. Av Mahacha, my Sirai Yashaba, but here in our Gemara, we bring a good proof. The Mnictronic Keter is stomach from the fact here that it says just plain Keteris. So, Sandra Bukhom in the Keteris, we're talking about all types of Keteris. From this teaching of Rabbi Kiva, it's Mitzarif Bekli, that even the Keteris in Mikipurim, and it's not necessarily only by the Keteris of all year round. That's why it brought it from this dig and not from that source, because that source over there was only talking about Keteris of all year round that has a Kedusha Sekli. Now, Taisa says, Inami Amiri. Another approach to answer this question of Rashi is, no, the Mihil Lekalamedic. No. From that Mishnah, you cannot infer, from the possible Lina, for the fact that it's possible Lina, because there's two steps over here. We wanted to say, oh, possible Tfol Yoim, possible Lina. So although from there we see psulina, but we would not know to say even the psulina from the fact that it has psulina, psul b'machshava, that also says we have psul machshava of lina, which is pigul. So although you would know lina, you wouldn't know the machshava. Why? Because the dimal lina le psul by l'mirabanan. Because maybe over there the psul that was saying by lina of the kataris is only rabbinic, which we would not extend it further rabbinic to say the same thing applies to the machshava. I have a tani say, although they say for the teacher of a chayv alimishum noisim b'tamei, there's going to be a liability of noisim tamei. So I said, that's okay. Hainam and rabbanan. It's also rabbanan. Doesn't mean that this that we're saying that psulalina means the raisa could be the rabbanan, and then the law of noisim tamei is also rabbanan. Because now perikam like the gemara says, increase of your base and bays. That aval oichlim tameim v'shosim mashkim tameim. That oichl oichlim tameim. Someone eats tamei food v'shosim mashkim tameim, drinks tamei liquid v'nitzel mikdash, he goes to the base means chayiv. What do you mean chayiv? Chayiv doesn't have to mean deraisa. Because after the psul gvi avin rabbanan, the psul of a person who is tamei, who ate tamei foods, that's only rabbinic. Kedisa perek pas the yuma on the pepe to pay some base. Now the here's the Bach brings over here is aval hacha, but over here from the we're bringing from this mishnah Rabbi Kiva daig shaper. Oh, but that is a good diuk. And the reason is with the pasul ba tfolyum deraisa from the fact that the psul of tfolyum is biblical. Oh, it's a pasul ba lina, so we could say there's going to be psul of lina and umachshava nami midaraisa. So therefore, we're going to have also the psul of machshava also going to be biblical. Because if you can explain that the psul of tfolyum is drabanan, so then loy hava machmari koli hai, they wouldn't have been so stringent all the time after they tziv to make a tummy through tziruv. For the fact Rabbi Kiva says that there's a din of tziruv that it combines whatever inside of it for the psul of tfolyum, obviously that it would not be possible drabanan, it must be a din d'reis, and that's how we know that it's going to be also to have the psul of the machshava. Okay, but hikshu ritzva. The ritzva asks on this concept of Taisis. That's not possible to have a tziruf of the kli if we're talking about tumma drabanan, and that's Taisis proof that tumma d'reisa. Ivo ashkechan tziruf kli b'mils drabanan. So says ritzva. What do you mean? We do find that the vessel combining it with rabbinic law. Kedugtani reishim is hadesidius. In this 8th parak, Hei Rishim B'Mesir Al Ifachatas says regarding the ashes of the Paraduma Shenaga Tamei B'Mitzasai, if a Tamei person touches part of it, Timis Kulei contaminates the whole thing. Now, Avagav the Ifachatas Ein Lo Tumah D'Reisa, although the ashes of the Chatas does not have biblical Tumah, because only food items are Mekabel Tumah, and the Ian, if you're going to say, well, no, it's not true, the ashes of Paraduma could have a Tumah D'Reisa, like we have even by wood and frankincense, even though they're not eaten Misham Chibis HaKadosh because of the endearment of holy items that we give it to Allah like a food item. Halei Sheikh about Kishna Seif, it says, no, that's not possible when it becomes ashes. Because Mashma said, Pekatachel, like sounding like Marmon of the Na'af on the base, Gabi Va'ala Parish La Yu Moilim Ba'afar, where we say that by the Paraduma, that is not going to be Me'ila by the ashes because it doesn't have the Halach of Kadosh to have the Halach of Chibis Kadosh. So therefore, that's the question that the Ritzva is asking, that you find, by rabbinic law, you do find that you could have tziruv kli. And that says, Taisa mi yichilna l'shnoi, but could answer the Ritzva's question, that the truth is, no, by rabbinic tumah, there's no law of tziruv kli regarding the tumah of tfolyim. And therefore, again, that's why you do have a proof from the Rabbi Kiva that, obviously, that if it's mitzarev, the kataris, obviously, dairaisim. I, the mitzvah is asking from idiots that you see that you do have tziruv kli regarding tumah d'rabbanan. So, the nehid b'tumah gazru rabbanan, you're right, over there, by tumah d'rabbanan, we find the tziruv of kli, but that's by tummy person. B'tfol yoyim, the kli shetum asay, but b'tfol yoyim, which that's a weaker tumah, levigash mean they would not have made a gzeir. And here we're talking about by tfol yoyim. And the Vatra of Yishrayim Hashem says this actually to the contrary, it's actually a proof from that Mishnah Masechet Tzidkiyos, like what we're saying, that there is a difference regarding Tziruv Kli if it's the Tumah D'Rabbanan or Tfol Yom D'Rabbanan. That is, Mindik Tanim B'Reish Yigabe Eva Chadis Tamei, because when we speak about the Ashah Paraduma, we speak about a Tamei person, with Sefer Ketanim Tfol Yom, somehow by the Sefer, when we're talking about Ketiris and Levayim and Gecholim, we mention a Tfol Yom. Ah, so it says that the reason is because Ketiris was saying is to Medei Raisif, and therefore combines together even by Tol Yoyim, by the ashes of the Paradum, which only rabbinic, so therefore we're going to say it only by when the Tami person and not when the Tol Yoyim person touches it. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham Mefarsh, he explains that this the Gemara had to learn that Lina is going to be a problem by Ketiris from Rabbi Kiva, and not like Rashi was asking for the Mishnah Sechtes from Eli, he says, because the Hocha Daik, here we're inferring mid the possibility to full yom al day tziruf. The fact that a tful yom is going to make it possible because the vessel considers it all combined together as one. Obviously, we're talking about that it needs the vessel because the light because it didn't need the vessel. Well, then the vessel wouldn't combine it. Like it says in the last parak of the Gemara says over there regarding tziruf kli that only by mincha you say tziruf kli. You learn it off from the pasuk kaf achas, but the Torah is making it all like one spoon. But with the leftovers of the mincha, since it doesn't need a kli, so you don't have a tziruf kli because something that does not need a kli, the kli is not going to combine it. Now, although over there it says that this teaching of Rabbi Kiva was not talking about Tumadei Raisa, rather by Tumadei Rabbanon, Ukugain Shetarba Gabi Ketavila, and for example, where it combines it on top of just a piece of hide that doesn't have any inside. Udei Raisa Yeshlai Tehdavka, because according to biblical law, it has to have a container, it has to have a concave. Vas Rabbanon, because the Filayin Latech and the Rabbanon came along and they were saying that it's going to be a problem even if it does not have an inside. So, Lachaira. The Gemara, the Taisis Teretz falls apart, because if you're talking about rabbinic law, you tell me he was talking about rabbinic law, so it's possible that, Rabbanon, you have a tziruv kli also by something that doesn't need a kli. So he says no, because hainu de asu de inlay teich kiyesh leiteich. That's because they made when it doesn't have a teich like as if it has a teich. Abel also inlay teich yesh lechashem yesh leiteich, but they didn't make it better than yesh leiteich. And there's a loyal and circle of and therefore it has to be something that needs the vessel. Just like when it has a tech. Now, we're keeping the circle of klee, possible lina, and since it needs the klee, so therefore, there's going to be a psul lina, mid the rice, like the umperkat, like the muscles, the nakhat, the nalf, the nalf. So then the pasuk al machabas bashem, and what does that teach? Al machabas. Malamit shaturinically teaches that it needs a vessel. And the afilo me etmo, and if it was baked in it yesterday. So if salabalina, it's going to be possibleina. So it's obvious from there that anything that needs a kli midiraisa, it's going to have a psulina midiraisa. Ah, but given the possible midiraisa, so since it's possible midiraisa, so that's why possible machshava, if it's going to be possible with the machshava, like that was Taisa's theme all along. That's why we don't bring the mission from Meila, because after the Ketan Kitchab Kli, although that it's saying that if we're sanctified in the vessel, and from there it's, we saw that you have to sanctify in the vessel. So then the question was, so then why do you need Rabbi Kiva to prove that in the law of Tziruf that Keteris needs a Kli? What do you mean? You see from the word Kitchub a Kli that the Keteris needs a Kli. So that's the taste. No, have a mean Rabban. I would have thought to say that this that it needs Kiddush Kli is only Rabban and not Midir Eisa. So if that's the case, so it's only Rabban. So then again, you don't have a full lead on Midir Eisa. And I've got the Kavachas, although it says that it was one spoon that was full of Keteris, so obviously Keteris needs a Kli. No, we would not have learned out future generations from that one moment in history, which was by the Chanukah Mishkan. Or Inami, or another approach, that you wouldn't learn out from that passing, which doesn't say in the terminology of a commandment, just telling us what they did. So I mean, they didn't do the Kli. I would think that it doesn't need a Kli. Now, but it says to me, however, but what we did prove in the Mishnah is that it's so whoever touches part of it, it's like you're touching the whole thing because it cleaves mitzarefin. So obviously the tuna kli. So it needs a vessel. Now, the source for this halacha that Keteris needs a kli is mahasim yafim. We learn from over there. Mitzvah b'kafachas, because it says one spoon. So even though it didn't say lashon of a commandment, that's where we're learning out from. Now Tzitzit comes along to try to answer Rashi's question from another way. Why didn't the Gemara prove this concept in the Mishnah Masechet Me'ilah that lina is a problem with Keteris? Says Taisus, Valin era, to me it seems, to have matzal l'suyim mi masnid me'ila. No, we cannot have brought the source from the Mishnah Masechet Me'ila. Dava amar, hadik tani kitchu b'kli. Because you could have said that this that it says, that kitchu b'kli, then hukshuli pasal b'tfoyim mechazik b'rim l'ina, that you could say, like koyak keteris. That actually wasn't going on the halacha keteris. Elashar going rest on the other items mentioned by the ankoimins, labayin, the menachis. Why do we mention Keteris? But they were going to other halacha. To say that there's me'ilah for when it's sanctified, but not regarding the kitchub kli element. And v'tei did lekar Keteris. And Tais actually says you should know that it's definitely not going on the Keteris, because the Ketani it says kitchub kli when it's sanctified in the vessel hukshul l'pasul b'tzvul yayim. Then it's prepared. It's vulnerable to become tamei from a tzvul yayim. Now says Tais Keteris nefsas b'tzvul yayim miyach nastam b'machtashes. Just because it has this susceptibility from a tful yom, the moment you put it into the grinder, you get the umper coming to shvuz, like you say in the first parak of shvuz, every alf and alf.
So obviously, it's not him going on it anyway. Which Tosfos says, "Me hola brayhi," but that's not really a proof, because the shani hasan there is different than the hidik teres mevslami karmish naslam aftesh, because he read although keteres becomes invalidated originally when you put into the grinder. But mekamokam, you could still say nakid kitcher bekli hochshu bechulu that only mentioned when it was sanctified in the vessel. Then it becomes acceptable because you're right. The fellow keteres shaychay lishna, because the truth is, even by keteres, you could say such a terminology of kitcher bekli. Why? Because the bekdushas kli demachteshes. Yeah, in the sanctification of the vessel, which vessel? Of the grinder, mifsla b'tvul yahim, then it becomes problematic with a tvul yahim, b'chazik yipurim. Ubekdushikli demachta, and then when it becomes sanctified in the vessel of the shovel, then mifsla b'lina, then becomes invalidated by being left out overnight. So therefore, it's not necessarily such a proof, because it is that kedusha is a kli. Now, but says Taisis, miyu b'leiza, but says Taisis, really, even without all this, ikutuva b'ashas. You find many times in the Gemara, in Shas, the Kamash Sha'ara, that it was only going on the other items. Hechad le'matzei koya kol ma'idiktoni, when it can't be going on everything that was mentioned there in the category. So it most definitely could be that it wasn't going on the Keteres, this halacha of Kitcher B'Kli. But the part of the Kamash was this, that the Gemara asked in the first Pekin Shavuos, that Rabbah proves that Keteres says Kedushas Aguf from the fact that it becomes invalid with Tful Yoyim. On that, Rav Chazza asks him, he says, Elamai Kedushas Agufi. So what are you saying? It has physical sanctity, then Tiposabalina should become invalid by being left overnight, like anything that has physical sanctity. Saloma Tanat, so why do you learn the Mishnah comes over the way of Keteres Bechululu, etc. Kitcher Bekli in, only when sanctified in a vessel, yes, like Ketchuloi. If it's not sanctified in a vessel, not becoming validated, obviously it does not have Kedushas Aguf. But Tosfos is bothered by this, based on what we're saying. What do you mean? I thought the Psulina in that mission is not going in the Keteres. Says Taisus, but Memon of Shoch Daik Shaper. But either way, he was inferring well to ask, because Ea Keteres Namikoi, if it's going Osan Keteres, this that says it becomes invalidated, so then his question was Imkin Mashmo, sounds like Loi Kitcher B'Kli, if it's not sanctified in the vessel, that Loi Mislabalin does not become invalidated by being left out overnight. So again, obviously, the Keteres doesn't have Kedushas Aguf until you put in the vessel. Vila Koi Keteres is not going on Keteres, like we were saying. Because Avila Kitcher B'Kli, even in sanctified vessel, Loi Mislabalin does not become invalid by being left out overnight. Avila Kitcher B'Kli, even though you already sanctified in the vessel, well, then Kosh Kin Dekosh Tvei. Then for sure, it's even more difficult. Amai Loi Mislabalin, why is not invalid by being left out overnight? K'mifar Shochah, because Al-Kadaitik, like we explained over here, in the Havamina, that you see that if you say Kedush Zakov, then it should become a possibilina. The Tosfos adds on that it's possible that Rav Chisda over there was, like we said, relying on our Gemara, like we said, because now, this that we are medayik over here, that the mifsal lebelina, that the keteres become invalid and been left overnight. And this Rabbi Kiva adds on, so oz name manami, that he de meila nami kamei keteres. So you could say actually that this that we're saying that lean is invalidating is also going to Keteres. So you can understand better the question of Rav Chisda and Rabbah, because Rav Chisda is really relying on this question on our Gemara's proof. That from there we learn that what says in the Mishnah Me'ila, that Nefesh B'Lina is also going to Keteres. Because that we're saying that Kitcher B'Kli, Huchshu L'Pasel B'Lina, that if it's sanctified in the vessel, it does become vulnerable to become Pasel B'Lina, but it's all coming from our Sukkah. Now, says Taisus Miu, this is only talking about for the psul of lin, but lin tful yoyim lav daf kitcher b'kli. Most definitely, it's not precise necessarily because it becomes sanctified in the vessel. Because I feel like karanam, because even in the beginning also mishnas l'machteshes nefsals b'tful yoyim. When you put into the grinder, it becomes possible by tful yoyim. For other nok kitcher b'kli, this is that we talked about sanctified in the vessel. We knock it, and we didn't say I feel like kaidim kitcher b'kli even before sanctified in the vessel. Mishamalach the mist mahad. That's only because the other ones I mentioned with it, the lemifsli kaidim kitcher b'kli, which they did not become invalidated before it's sanctified in the vessel, because only the keteres is beforehand, but the rest that were mentioned with it, so therefore they spoke about specifically regarding Kiddush B'Kli.